Hello, this is Chris Williams. You might know me as Mr. Chris of 2004 from YouTube, and you might also know me from my written blog, musingsofchriswilliams.blogspot.com. Hey, I'm new to audioboo.fm, so welcome to my
podcast.
And indeed, if you have downloaded this to listen to on your iPod, then it's fair to say that you are a bit of an
idiot.
Well, that's a bit of a joke there. I hope you're not offended. Just having some fun there with dictionary.com, which, as you might know, pronounces words very clever. Right, so I'm recording this after seeing the BBC News here in the United Kingdom, but I saw that a lot of people, in fact, had some difficulty getting to work in London on Tuesday, the 7th of September 2010. I was in London a few days ago, actually, on the Saturday before this tube strike. First time, actually, I think, on the trips I've been to London, I didn't really, I didn't go on the London Underground. I didn't walk round London, so to speak, but I got off at Victoria Coach Station and caught the mainline train from Victoria Station down to Brighton. But whenever I go to London, I take my map of London with me. But although I'm a big fan of the Tube, I think it's fair to say now that I know my way around London. I don't really need my map. And the previous time I was in London, I did actually spend a very pleasurable 2-hour period walking from High Street Kensington over to Buckingham Palace and then down to Victoria, and that was very enjoyable. And when I see these people on the news queuing up to catch the buses and not knowing their way around the place where they've been working for a long time, I find it quite baffling. I know my way around London, even though I don't live there, and I'm now able to sort of deduce for myself I don't really need to travel on the London Underground, as you probably know if you use the Underground daily. A lot of the stations are very close to each other, but when you're on the Victoria Line, for instance, you might think, oh, I'm going to stick solidly to the Victoria Line, because get off at one stop, and it's adjacent to another stop that might get you to the same, that might get you to your specific location a lot faster than what would be the case if you were to stick on the particular line that you join on. So you have to use your intelligence and also your geography to navigate your way around London in the quickest possible way. And it's fair to say that if you are very clever, you will work out that you don't need the Underground as much as what you might think you do. You know, the Underground clearly takes time off your journey travel time, but of course, even with the congestion charge, it's still hellish for road transport. I was on a double-decker bus in London on a Sunday once, actually, and the bus wasn't travelling all that very fine. It was stop-starting on the journey, so I decide that I will not be using the London buses every game. But bear this in mind if you have downloaded this as a podcast to listen to during your struggles getting around London, that it's all in the mind, that it is a long way to walk around in London. It doesn't take all that long, and it can be quite enjoyable if you take it at a steady pace. Okay, thanks for your time, and I hope you'll check me out on youtube.com/MrChrisOff2004. But until next time, it's bye for now. Bye-bye.
And those are the words of Chris Williams from Pembroke Dock in Wales, the United Kingdom. Well, Chris, you're certainly entitled to your opinion.